one to rejoice and be glad in it. Here it is, the 22nd day of August. And I tell you, August is moving right out of here. But we yet give God praise, honor, and glory. We thank him for his keeping power. We thank him for waking us up right early this morning, clothed in our right minds. And we're grateful for God including us in his plan for this day. But this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Let me give you the playback number for those of you who will listen to this message later by playback. It's 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. Thank you again for your continued support of this inspirational moment that happens each Tuesday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. And we're grateful for God yet allowing us an opportunity to help you as you get ready for what he yet has in store for you for this day. You know, this summer we have a series entitled Winning, Win the Day. And winning has been the mindset that we have been trying to establish. And we hope and pray that each of you are developing a winning mindset, a winning attitude, and that you haven't grown weary in well-doing. You haven't given up. You are continuing to win. You are continuing to press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And we're clear and we're confident that if we're going to be winners, that we have to develop a winning attitude. And that's not something that just happens in a series. That's not something that just happens over the summer. It's something that happens each and every day. It's a lifestyle, if you will. And so you still have to get up every morning and say, look, I'm going to win this day. I may have had some difficulties on yesterday. Things didn't go quite well or the way I had anticipated them to go. But I'm determined to get off to a fresh start. I'm going to win this day. You got to decree it and declare it. And you have to say to yourself that I'm a winner. You got to say it. You got to get up in the morning and say, I'm a winner. There's a winner in me, and that greater is he that's within me than he that's within the world. And no weapon that's formed against me shall be able to prosper. So it's not just being a winner in the season, but it's being a winner for the rest of your life. Winning, in my estimation, is like planting seeds that produce a good harvest. We don't stop planting. We continue to plant in season and out of season. We continue to sow seeds that we are anticipating God to breathe upon. And then we don't go back. We continue to press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. As Dr. Q said on Sunday, you know, it's a lifestyle that changes us, and it's from the inside out. And we can expect change to happen. We can't continue to go back and do what we used to do, or say what we used to say, or hang out where we used to hang out. Because when you do that, you put yourself in a position to be a loser and not a winner. And so you have to have it in your mind. You have to have a spirit about you that says, I'm going to win this day. I didn't make it through and do everything I was supposed to yesterday. I may have said some things that allowed me to feel some kind of way. But today, come on, somebody say today. Today I'm going to win this day. Well, even as I was meditating, praying, and deliberating over that word today, there's a word that's found in Galatians, the fifth chapter, very familiar passage of scripture. And the verses are 22 and 23. Here's what it says. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, godliness, goodness, that is, fruitfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Let me say that again. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That's from the New King James Version. And when we talk about walking in the fruit of the Spirit, you know, really what happens there is that we make a conscious decision to respond to our circumstances differently. That's what Dr. Q was talking about Sunday. You know, it's going to be different. When you decide that you're going to develop a winning attitude and that you're going to walk in a winning mentality, things are going to, we got to respond to our circumstances differently. We choose to be in control of our emotions because we are living spirit-led lives. And so the fruit of the Spirit, watch this, manifests only in the lives of people who live by the Spirit. A winning attitude only develops when in the mindset and in the lives of those who walk by the Spirit. Isn't that powerful? The flesh will always be confrontational. I mean, even if you don't suppress it, if you don't subdue it in the morning, it's going to try to raise its ugly head. It's going to try to convince you that you ought to do this, you ought to do that. The flesh will always demand revenge. The spirit will always seek higher ground, or the higher moral ground, if you will. And so you can tell when you're not walking in a winning attitude, because your flesh will be in control. But if you're walking by the Spirit, then your spirit will seek a higher moral ground. So what you need to do perhaps even today is just write down some things that really gets under your skin. Just think about that for a minute. Are there some things that really get on your reserve nerve or that last nerve? And you say, you know, if this happens to me now, I don't know what I'm going to do. If somebody says this to me, then I might lose it. Are there some things that really get under your skin? Well, think about how these things affect you and those around you. So here's what you have to do. If you're going to win the day, you have to take authority over those things. And don't be a prisoner to your emotions. Too often we become prisoners to our own emotions. And we do something, we act in such a way till we look back and we say, wow, did I do that? Did I say that? Did I treat her that way? Did I treat him that way? Did I really behave in that kind of manner? So we got to live by God's word, and we have to walk in faith. So don't allow the enemy to exploit the moment and cause you to misrepresent the kingdom of God. I said something. Because if you're not being led by the Spirit and you're being led by your flesh, you can easily misinterpret the kingdom. You can misrepresent, and the enemy will cause you to exploit that moment, and you can misrepresent the kingdom of God. And so we must recognize that our witness is on the line. Every time we say something, every time we do something, every time we move, if it's not a conscious, the Spirit is not consciously calling you in check, then there's something wrong. If you just go about your day and don't have a winning attitude, and you're just doing anything and saying anything, and you don't feel the Spirit checking you in your conscience, then something is wrong. And so we must recognize that our witness is on the line. You know, we are representatives of Christ. It's not what people say about you or what happens to you that matters, that makes you who you are. Let me say that again. It's not what people say about you or what happens to you that makes you who you are. It's how you respond that makes all of the difference. Somebody say amen. So you've got to say in your mind, I'm going to win this day. You know, people are going to come at me in a different way. I've got to be ready for that. I can't get myself caught up in a situation where something happens and I haven't prayed. I haven't put on my armor. I'm just flowing and I haven't really taken time out to commune with God. And then this thing happens and the flesh takes over and I find myself responding in a way that's not pleasing to God. So, you know, it's not what people say about you or what happens to you that makes you who you are, but it's how you respond. So if you're going to develop a winning attitude, then you have to respond differently. You have to take the high ground. That's what you have to do. Here's a little thing I want you to think about, and this really kind of captured my imagination in this little book I was reading. Do you know how a cat catches a bird? Y'all know how that happens. Well, the bird has wings and they can fly beyond the reach of the cat. And you would think that that cat couldn't overcome the bird's advantage. But here's what happens. The cat is able to catch the bird because the cat hypnotizes the bird and uses the bird's curiosity against him. So the bird continues to be mesmerized by the cat until it comes down to the cat's level. or I'm going somewhere with this. And if you aren't careful, my brother, if you're not careful, my sister, you're talking about winning the day. Now, if you aren't careful, you can allow yourself to come down to the devil's level. You've got to be willing to be transcend the trivial and the foolishness that's all around you. And you've got to say, no, I'm better than this. I'm a winner. I have a winning mentality. I have a winning attitude, and that I'm not going to come down to this level. I'm not going to come down to the level. I'm not going to be hypnotized, nor am I going to be mesmerized, but I'm going to continue to look to the hills from whence cometh my help. That's what makes you who you are. That's what makes you a child of God. That's what makes you a person of destiny. When you have destiny in your view, when you have winning on your mind, somebody say amen, you will never allow anger to take control of your situation, and you will look at it for what it's worth, and you will say, no, I'm not going to do this. So here it is. The next time you're experiencing an elevation in your blood pressure, an increase in your heart rate, and you get those sweaty palms, or you get trembling because someone has angered you, or you're tempted to ask, and you are tempted, ask God to allow you to maintain self-control. That's one of the fruit of the Spirit. If you ask Him, He will give you what you need. Because here it is, He specializes in doing what we cannot do for ourselves. Self-control comes along with maintaining the relationship that's so important with Christ and being able to walk in the fruit of the Spirit and continue to develop a winning attitude. So it's our prayer today that you live on the high ground. That's what I'm trying to get you to see. And when we have a winning mentality, when we have a winning attitude, then we're really saying, I'm not going to live below, but I'm going to live above. I'm not going to let things just throw me off track because I'm not prepared, but I'm preparing myself even today for what might come my way. And I'm not going to let my circumstances or my situation or my location dictate my destination. But I have a winning mentality. I have a winning attitude, and I walk by faith and not by sight. And no weapon that's formed against me shall be able to prosper. The fruit of the Spirit, if it's visible in your life, you're developing a winning attitude. That's our prayer for today. Let's go to God in prayer. God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for this reminder today that there will be trying times in our lives. There will be difficulties that we face. But God, in our most trying times, we pray that you would give us the ability to maintain self-control, and that you will allow us to walk by faith and not by sight and develop a winning attitude. So we love you today. We honor you and we bless your name. We thank you for each person on the call and those who are viewing Facebook Live. And we're certainly grateful for your Spirit's abiding presence. Help us, O God, not to grow weary in well-doing. For you said in your word that in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And so, God, we love you today and we honor you. And we pray, dear Lord, that you will allow the fruit of the Spirit to be manifest in our lives even today and throughout our lives, that we might develop it as a lifestyle, being led by the Spirit and not by the flesh. So we love you. We honor you. We thank you for being our God. Send us forth now in power to do your will. In Jesus' name we pray. And those who love God said amen. Well, look, that's our thought for today. I hope you have a fantastic day today. And don't forget to keep those spiritual antennas up, because I believe God's going to use you to be a blessing. Remember, we're blessed to be a blessing. We're saved to do some saving, and we're loved by God that we might love somebody else. So until next time, you be blessed.